Hello, good afternoon. This is Alisa from Family First. How may I help you?
Yeah, hello. This is Nasir calling about my paycheck.
The payments are tomorrow, but you can check the pay stub in the app.
I already checked the pay stub in the app. Everything is incorrect. You text me on Tuesday and said the time sheet for the point surgery, right? All right, cool.
Yes.
It just didn't clock up. Okay, cool, right? But then that still means that this still somewhat 12 hours and 24, because on my check it's only 59 hours. So that means it's 24 to 26 hours on 24. So if you say only for the 23rd, that means it's still 12 to 14 hours missing.
Okay, just give me 1 second while I look here in the system.
And I still didn't get paid. I got times where I was supposed to get paid for overtime, and I still didn't put that on none of my checks. So let's get that straight too while we're here.
Okay, I can see here in the system that it's missing the timesheet for January 20, January 23rd, because you only clock in, you did not clock out, and you can see in the system that if it's orange, that means that the the clock in didn't went through. Also, for the rest, all the days has been paid. I can see that. But the only issue that you have is that you have to send the timesheet for January 20 and January 23rd.
Right, but you could have probably turned me into some money instead of telling me to tell me on Tuesday. You get what I'm saying? Tell the last minute when you tell me something.
But payroll closed yesterday. You had 2 days to send the timesheet.
Right, but if you notice that on Monday or something like that, why you don't send that on Monday to give a person about it? And at least 3 days, everybody don't see their phone, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's always a day or two when every time you touch me or something. It's always a day or two.
Yes, but right now you can send the timesheet, but the payment is going to be next week because Friday is tomorrow.
All right, well, yeah, let me get my 6 hours old from 12:19 and then 3 hours on 1:16. On 1:16, I didn't get paid. I got paid for 9 hours. On 1:16, so it's 3 hours missing and it's 6 hours from 12:19. I talked to the other coordinator guy with the 5-5, what number, I talked to him, and he seen the hours that was missing and said he was going to put it on the check, and he got never put it on the check.
I can see here the dates and the full hours were paid, so.
For where? For what day?
The dates that you are mentioning, January 15 and January 16.
January 16th?
I see that everything has been paid. They only is missing January 20 and January
23rd. No, that's not true. That's not true. Check the hours. That's not true. I just looked at the hours. I know for sure that's not true because I looked at the hours. So.
You can see the pay stubs.
Yeah, hold on. I can log right back in. Well, I can see the pay stub. Yeah, I'm there now. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. I might be the wrong person. It's on 109, 2026.
Okay, but which are the data you are referring? Because I can see the last pay stub for January 23rd and everything was paid.
Right, now, I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about 109.26. It says 9.75. And then I said we can pay for 12 hours. It's like a couple hours. It's a couple days in there that's missing for 12 hours.
No, there is no missing hours.
So on the 9th, so you told me on January 9th there's no missing hours?
January 9th, because you clock in late. You clock in at 10 minutes late. It's missing. That's why it's 9 hours with 45 minutes.
So if I clock in 10 hours late, it should be at least 11 hours in some time. It should be 9 hours if I clock in. If I clock in 10 minutes late, why is it 2-3 hours off almost?
So it was 1 hour because your shift start at 9 and you clock in at 11:10. And the cases start at 9.
Right, but I can do a time sheet because I was there since 9. So I don't get what we're saying there.
But no, if you are late, you cannot send time sheets to make up that, unless you make up that time in the same shift, like you go an hour later.
Yeah, but I wasn't late. I was already there. I just happened to clock in late. There's a difference. There's a difference in being late and being somewhere and clocking in late. That's a difference.
So you have to clock out later, so that's not affect the hours.
So you got a what?
You have to clock out later to do not affect the hours because it's your responsibility to clock in on time.
All right, well, I'm just trying to get paid for the hours that I'm supposed to get paid for. So.
Also,
if you're not going to pay me correctly, just let me know. Because, like, if anything, I'll just leave and switch the company or something. That's all. If you're not going to pay correctly, just let me know.
You have to clock in and clock out so that you don't affect your hours because what is paid is the hours that are registered.
Man, if you're not going to pay right, just let me know. That's all I'm saying. If you're not going to pay right, just let me know. Cause like,
my
what's the guy you are supposed to talk to that controls all this? I forgot his name.
I can transfer to my supervisor, but he will tell you the same, that the base hours are the ones that are clocked.
Yeah, that's true. Just transfer me to help me, because I think he's the one who was supposed to make sure that my
hours. I'm going to hang up, and he will call you back, okay?
All right. Hopefully
okay. Okay.